Studies show for most Florida cities, public employee pensions are underfunded. But when it comes to evaluating exactly how much Florida cities are on the hook for pensions, it gets dicey. Senator Jeff Brandis, a Republican from St. Petersburg, wants to create a statewide standard for rating local pensions based on what he believes is a more accurate rating system.
My goal really here is to highlight for our beloved police and fire and general employees the obligations that are out there, and particularly the unfunded obligations that each of these cities possesses.
Brandis says using the current rating system is what has led to today's situation, many cities' pension liabilities exceeding what they can actually pay. He wants the state to apply a more conservative rating standard, the one used to evaluate private companies' retirement plans. Theoretically, it would expose liabilities to be higher and funding levels lower, what Brandis thinks is closer to reality. But public employee unions don't want the stricter rating of their members' pensions.
You know, if someone's going to talk about, you know, a better way to model hurricanes and track hurricanes, that's fine. We want to know more about our storms. But we shouldn't be measuring a hurricane using tornado modeling.
That's Robert Suarez with the Florida Professional Firefighters Association. He and other opponents say a stricter government standard is already coming next year, so adding in the private standard rating could confuse things further. And Senator Bill Montford, a Democrat from Apalachicola, says he's concerned about the potential downgrading of pension funds. That could lower cities' credit scores and scare away investors from buying bonds.
I think we're on thin ice when we do something or could do something that would undermine the confidence in that system again. That's what my concern is.
The bill would not only create the new rating standard, but require local governments to report their ratings to the state. Sponsor Brandis says although public workers don't like the idea, he's only thinking of their ability to make informed decisions about their retirement. Finally, after the heated pension debate, Chair Senator Jeremy Ring steered the committee to take up a less contentious bill dealing with poetry.
Let's take on maybe the toughest bill that we're going to do in session, either the House or Senate, all year. Senate Bill 366, Senator Huckel, State Poet Laureate.
Joe Kavanaugh, president of the Florida State Poets Association, was up from Ormond Beach to press for the measure, which creates a four-year appointment for the State Poet Laureate, who would be chosen by the governor.
In the words of Peter Menke, who is currently the Poet Laureate of St. Petersburg, Florida, poetry is the emotional history of the world.
The poetry bill, sponsored by Senator Dorothy Huckel, creates a volunteer poet laureate who would travel to schools and promote poetry. The House version, sponsored by Representative Dan Rollerson, passed a subcommittee on Wednesday. And if it passes the full legislature, Rollerson has promised to write a poem about the legislative process. For WFSU-FM, I'm Jessica Palumbo.